a yard and their life is better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and their life is better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Just in case you haven't been with us for a while, this is Nancy.
And this is Dr. Rozzy.
And we really missed you guys.
Definitely.
And I really missed you, Dr. Rozzy.
I missed you too. I missed your face.
You missed my face?
And your boobs.
Oh, you know what? My boobs were a hot item this weekend. Not gonna lie. And last weekend too, actually.
Aren't your boobs a hot item anytime that you're flashing them?
I wasn't flashing them. I was just...
You're kind of flashing me right now.
Well, that's because, yeah, I kind of am, huh?
just a tad.
You know, one of these days, we need to start talking about your boobs.
Why mine?
Because you're...
I'm the doctor. Doctors don't have breasts.
You have no gender whatsoever.
No, I'm genderless.
Oh, I don't know. Then I don't know what the fuck that is.
So you know what? These right here are my babies.
You know what? No matter how much you try to hide them behind your arms, they are not going to go away.
Whatever. Stop staring at my boobs. They're going to stare back at you.
Anyways. So, if you all had a chance to maybe listen to our previous episode, we talked about toys. We specifically talked about things you could use around your house. And to create different sensations and whatnot. So definitely, if you didn't check that out, I think it's definitely a good resource. What did you say?
Definitely.
And then also... Also, during our last podcast, we promised a trip to the Pleasure Chest.
Yes, you did.
With Kitty. And I'm going to report back about that. So we went... And
you went.
We went and we came.
I bet. Do kiss and tell, please.
No, we went and as we have been always saying, we got incredible service in terms of information and just overall friendliness. And you could just go in there and you could be very vague about whatever it is that you needed. And they can help you. And so we went in there and we kind of didn't really know, what Kitty needed and, you know, because there's different toys for different sensations.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in there and we kind of described to the saleswoman what was needed. And what I liked is that she showed us three different levels. She showed us, something that was very low price, something that was moderately priced, and, excuse me, I've had a bit of wine.
A bit. You finished almost the whole bottle.
Fuck you. No, I did it not.
Yes, because I told you this was a little strong for me. So this is the only cup I've served
myself.
Oh,
no.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so anyways, so she showed us three different vibrators. Oh, what happened? Anyways, she showed us three different toys. She showed us something that was low price, something that was moderately priced, and something that was high priced.
Something that was going to be safe for her and was going to last her for like a long time.
Yeah, the one that was the least price. I mean, it was really one of those. It's what I like to call throwaway toys because mm-hmm. they're not going to last you for longer than a year.
Yeah.
And so so she showed us each one. And Kitty was just, I don't know if she was overwhelmed. And if she's listening, I hope she calls. You know, she definitely had a lot of options. Mm-hmm. So, and she did make her choice, and I've yet to hear back from her, how it was. I mean, it's really, cause they, you know, they turn on the toys so you can kind of like feel what it's like on your hand. But yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, that's not going to really tell you what it's like on your
genitals.
Badge.
On your genitalia.
So I don't know. I've yet to hear back from her about that. So, if she's listening, I hope it's gone well for you. I hope your spot's happy.
I hope you got your bang for your buck.
Exactly. So, today's topic is bondage. I, for one, I'm...
Let's talk about how we had to talk about bondage, though. Because there had to be a lot of negotiation between me and you about bondage. Because she was trying to, like, throw the little birdie out the nest and fly. And we were telling her, I was telling her, no, our peeps have to learn to crawl before they learn how to walk.
Yeah, there was a lot of a push and pull. And I mean, I'll go ahead and say that the reason for that is because it's just something that I really enjoy, and I haven't gotten enough of, and I haven't gotten it in a really long time. So, it's just one of those things for me. but it's, I mean, there's just so much that encompasses it. I mean, it's really complex. And yes, we definitely do want to start from, you know, the very, very starting points. But, you know, one of the things that I want to touch on is, I mean, there are a lot of people who choose to do self-bondage. Mm-hmm. And I feel it's important to touch on this because it can be quite dangerous, because you're unsupervised. And something can go wrong so quickly. And
isn't that what happened to the guy, the Chuck Norris guy?
Which Chuck Norris guy?
Cassidy. You know that guy's name?
Yes, Cassidy. The guy that was in Kill Bill. Yes.
That guy. Mm-hmm. The erotic asphyxiation, and he did self-bondage, and he ended up strangling himself, right?
Yeah.
Well, they thought it was foul play.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, but it was deemed that he suffocated.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't want that to happen.
No, we don't want any of our listeners getting hurt at all.
No, we don't. And I mean, because when we were talking about this, because I've engaged in that. I've definitely engaged in that. And the thing is that, you know, when you have that strong desire, sometimes safety totally goes out the window. Mm-hmm. And you don't think about that kind of thing. But it's definitely something that you want to be cautious with. So I just wanted to start this off with that.
Definitely. Yeah, safety first. Mm-hmm. It always comes back down to safety.
Absolutely. So, all right. So let's say, you know, you're going to start. You want to create that element of restraint. That's just what you're going to do. As the person, as the bottom, you know, it can be, if you've never had that done, it can be really intense. And one way that can help prepare you for that is verbal bondage. The simple act of someone telling you, okay, keep your hands here and here and, you know, keep your foot there or whatever, can help prepare you for what could then later turn into using whatever instruments it is to keep you still.
And one of the examples that we had, if some of you aren't very visual, it's kind of, and we were talking about this when we were preparing for today's talk show, about how you would start. And if you weren't comfortable with it, and I gave my example, I was like, yeah, you know, when the first time I started doing this, I was kind of like, sketchy. Do I want to get tied up? Don't I? So the way that I started was, my other half was like, put your hands under the pillow and don't move. And you're frozen. And it took a lot because I wanted to really get out and no, stop. But I interlocked my fingers and that's the way it went. And that was my beginning experiences of bondage. Mm-hmm. I know.
it can be definitely as simple as that. I know that for myself, there would be nights where I would just think to myself, okay, let's see how long I can lay still. You know, just lay flat and just lay still. And what ended up happening was kind of like this, almost like a meditative state. So that's one way to look at it. I mean, if you are a person that is into meditation and that Zen feel, go there, you know, if that helps you. That's where you need to go. That's the best place to go. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely doing a lot of deep breathing and things like that. Maybe just focusing on one focal point and concentrating on that so the rest of your body can relax. Because a lot of the times what happens, and I can speak about myself, that when you're starting to do this, you're really in your head a lot. Yeah. About, oh my God, can I do this? Can I not do this? And the anxiety starts to rise. So you do have to go to that Zen place to kind of calm down and make sure that your body is relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, something like this definitely goes back to something that we've talked about a lot is trust. You need to trust that whoever is acting as the top has your best interest in mind, and they are going to keep you safe. So that's definitely one of the things that you want to keep on repeating to yourself if you are experiencing some anxiety.
And definitely it goes back to, if for those of you that have been with us since the very beginning, it's the safe, sane, consensual that we've always been talking about. And we're always going to bring it up so you guys are like, okay, we've heard enough. But there might be some newbies that are tuning in just today. And it's always safe, sane, consensual.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know.
No, I have a case of the giggles. I mean, I'm having... listeners, we are both big fans of Moscato, and this particular Moscato is just a tad bit strong. And then that coupled with like just
everything that's happened this weekend.
Everything that's happened this weekend. Miss H,
as she touches her breast.
As I touch my breast, I think of Miss H, and Miss H, if you're listening, thank you so very much again. Anyways,
there it went.
What?
That liquid on the floor?
What?
That's all you.
That liquid on the floor? That's all me.
It's sticky here. Sticky at Skid Row.
Hey, that should be your new tagline. Anyways.
That should be yours. Like, that should be your status. I would take your Facebook status with that.
Anywho. All right. So let's say you've done the verbal bondage. You have already,
You're graduated.
You're graduated, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take you through the different, the different body parts and just kind of where you can go from easy to more complex with that particular body part. So,
Because one of the things that we were talking about is we could have started where Nancy wanted to start was just hog tie somebody. And I'm like, you can't go there. You have to start from the basics. So for those of you that are more experienced and more advanced, please just be patient while we reach out to our newbies about, like she said, working our way up. We're going to start at kinder and then graduate all the way to graduate school.
Basically. Yes, absolutely. So let's start with the thumbs. You might think their thumbs are pretty, what are you going to do with thumbs? Well,
pretty essential.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think about I don't know what grade science class that they teach you about health.
Maybe
they teach you about opposable thumbs and how that makes us different from, whatever other kind of animal. I don't know. That doesn't have opposable
thumb. A dog. Yeah, paws.
Well, you are putting way too much credit on me. I have had some wine.
I hope you're here though. Come on.
I'm here. I'm totally here. Anyways, so something very simple that you can do is, if you can visualize with me, if you look at the palm of your hand and you take your thumb and you kind of fold it into the palm of your hand like this.
Like you're just four.
Yeah, like you're putting up your four fingers to signalize the number four. You can put like duct tape around that. Mm-hmm. You can put duct tape around that on each hand. And already right there, you've restricted some movement. You've restricted someone's use of their hands. Because there's a lot you can't do when you don't have thumbs. Mm-hmm. So there's that. You can also, things like thumb cuffs. Or if you don't want to invest in thumb cuffs, you could probably, how would you secure two thumbs together?
With ribbon, with a shoelace, with a little scrungie. You could just, I know I could take a scrungie out of my hair right now and just tie my thumbs together. Mm-hmm. Should we get Jeremy and tie him up right now? can we tie your thumbs up?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, it was his birthday, so I'm pretty sure that would be appropriate.
We could have him butterfly it.
Again, I'm going to throw that out there. Duct tape, just saying. Mm-hmm. Pretty secure.
You could.
Pretty secure.
And if you're a wuss, and not a wuss, if you're really nervous, if you're really anxious about this, you can even do painter's tape. And you can just, you snap away as soon as you're just okay, here's my safe word, stop. It's too anxiety provoking.
Absolutely.
You can do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, with thumbs, you can stay in a safe area with thumbs. Doesn't have to get too crazy. You're not cutting off anybody's thumbs. And as always,
that will be another class. Yeah. That will be another part.
And as always, you want to be careful with circulation. And
if they start turning purple, stop.
Well,
that moment.
And before it even gets to that, you want to have open communication with your bottom and make sure that you feel okay. Mm-hmm.
So if it is too snug, say it's snug. It's just, what'd you say, duct tape? Mm-hmm. Take it off, cut off another piece, and go at it again.
Yes. Yeah. No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. Wrists. Now, now with wrists, you want to be careful because it just kind of, there are people who have more delicate wrists. I have carpal tunnel. So putting my weight on my hands or anything like that kind of hurts after a little bit, or it feels uncomfortable. And you want to have the same considerations when you are binding someone's wrists together. Or, I mean, most people think, okay, together, but you can also go apart. You know, you can secure each wrist to, you know, a bedpost or whatever the fuck.
Or the other one that we were talking about. Were we talking about it on the air?
What?
Or off the air, the ones that go underneath your mattresses?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's... There are these restraint systems that go underneath. They kind of just, if you envision, I guess, a long, I don't know, strap, and it goes underneath the mattress, and obviously the ends are on either side of the mattress. You secure each end to each wrist, kind of creating like a spread eagle kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And those systems usually come also for the wrists, so then you can really do spread eagle.
For the ankles.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
because you said wrists, right?
Oh, yeah. My God. So...
Excuse her. Está peda.
I'm not peda.
For those
peda.
Of you that don't know what that means, she's a little tipsy.
I am not.
But you know what? Even simpler than that, because I know when I started, I don't have the under the bed ones. I just have the one that like would go behind my head, and it's like one long string from one end to the other. Mm-hmm. So I can move from side to side. If I wanted to, I can move forward and back, but I'm still bound.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's definitely different degrees of, you know, restricting someone's movement. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's also just a matter of communicating with your bottom and just kind of making sure that you're not pushing boundaries.
Mm-hmm. And definitely one of the things, and it just kind of popped into my head, and to me it seems important, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if you are going to be playing with like real handcuffs, because some people do go as far as that, mm-hmm. don't lose a key.
Uh-uh.
Do not put anything on somebody until you know for sure that that's the key. Keep mm-hmm. your toys safe. They should be separate from anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why that popped into my head right now.
No, that's definitely important. And I don't remember if we covered this on our previous podcast, but I mean, before you start, if you're going to start playing or whatever, I mean, you want to have all your toys kind of, well, you don't, a recommendation, I guess. You want to have all your shit laid out, you mm-hmm. know? So with something like this, with the handcuffs, I mean, you want to keep those keys in a secure place.
Yeah. If you're going as fancy as handcuffs, like I know I don't, I have the Velcro ones that mm-hmm. are soft on the inside. They're like, what is it? Velvet on the inside. And then they're Velcro. And then when I snap them together, I can't get out of them until mm-hmm. my other half comes and takes me out of them. Mm-hmm. But they're nice and soft.
See, that's nice. That's definitely nice.
They're very cute. And they're purple because that's my favorite color.
Aw, shucks.
I know. I'm girly.
Aw. So yeah, you know, with wrists, you can be, you know, You can secure them to someone's ankles. You can secure them to someone's side. If you want to do something where you kind of have like this, I don't know, I guess if you could somehow rig it so that there's something around the waist and then you hook the wrist onto that. That's one way to do it. I mean,
that's from like the harness, right? From the class that we took. They have a harness that does that.
They do?
Yes. No, I was like, why does that sound so familiar? Yeah, they do. They have a harness that it has the little like key rings right here and you clip into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
So you can have that.
I remember. And there was a leather one, right? It was leather.
It's the one that I think that's also a corset in the back.
Damn it. Yeah.
Ride 'em cowgirl.
So yeah, I mean, there's many ways that you can go, with wrists. And then the ankles, again, to me, ankles and wrists, I mean, kind of just go a little bit,
I can't read that fool. Really?
Well, throw it at me. I can't read it.
So I was writing her a little note and she has to put me up on blast.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So, no, you were saying about ankles, though, before we start deviating to something else.
Oh, my God. Yes.
No more drinks for this woman.
No. I like my mascara. Anyways. For the ankles, you know, a lot of the things that you would consider for wrists, you could probably also do for ankles.
Handkerchiefs, anything like that.
Yeah. And again, you know, think of it in terms of, you know, apart, together, wrapping. I mean, think about verbs. I think that's a good way to
think about verbs.
Well, think about when you think about these body parts, think about verbs. What movement would you make with these mm-hmm. different things?
I know most people are like, we didn't want a grammar lesson. We just want to know how to tie each other up. Yeah, but it could be like, okay, you could go with your basics, your bondage cuffs, which are very, they're very long, so they would fit your ankles and things like that. You can do handkerchiefs. You can even do other stuff. Like when you said that, I thought of saran wrap. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You could just saran wrap their legs.
Totally.
Together.
That totally just like ups it up to notification. Oh my goodness. That totally scared the fuck out of me. I don't know what that was, but it really scared me. Anyways.
We're having a good time here. We're having a very good time.
Apparently.
Our ADHD is kicking in for everybody.
Anywho, So yeah, the saran wrap though, that totally takes it to like mummification, which I mean, I think.
Gauze.
You know, hey now. Yes, gauze.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
You can make a run down to CVS.
Mm-hmm. All of these things are available at your local pharmacy.
So don't think that you have to go out and spend something really expensive when you can actually just run out to Ralph's or CVS or Walgreens or whatever and buy this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a little bit of a break and, oh no, we're not actually, we're not going to take a break because the man said that we can't.
Oh, we can't take
a break. My podmaster said that that is not allowed. Oh, I just called you my master. What the fuck?
See, she's inching her way in. She is totally inching her way in.
I'm inching my way into Jeremy's life. Yes, totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are. Aren't you supposed to be
low
pro?
I am low pro.
Inching your way in?
I am totally low pro. I'm so low profile. Dude, you don't even know.
You're low dominant right now.
Shut. You know what? Okay, that's totally a different conversation. Anyway.
Write it down. Write it down. If that's a different conversation, write it down. Make a note.
Anyway, so, I mean, we've talked about, We've talked about the thumbs and the wrists and the ankles. Now there's the torso. And you may be thinking to yourself, what the fuck would you do with your torso? I mean, like, it's
what
just...
What can't you do with your torso?
Is oh, my God. Well, like we, like I mentioned before, you know, with securing the wrists to someone's waist, you can, think about in terms of securing someone to something else. If you happen to be so fancy and happen to have something at your disposable or you somehow jimmy rig it so that there's something like, for instance, like against the wall that you can secure someone to, maybe you want
to Velcro them to the wall.
Maybe you want them to have full use of their arms and legs, you know, maybe you can hook them onto something that, which would mean that you'd have to like, you know, possibly, create some sort of, harness.
Mm-hmm.
And many people may be thinking, how the fuck would I do that?
You know what? I hope she's listening. If she's listening, she'll call in. But she's into fashion and stuff, and she actually works here in downtown LA at a pretty big company. You can actually probably, like me, let's say if I was really fancy at sewing, I can wear a corset and designs, sew some hooks into it, and I'd be hooked into something, like my bedpost or whatever, leaving my arms and my legs free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, there's also, there's this website, Naughty Boys, naughty as in K-N-O-T-T-Y.
Like a knot.
Yeah, like a knot, basically. And, they have this kind of, well, I mean, they have books, but they also have this gallery where they show, videos on how to do these different things. And one of the videos that totally caught my attention and just made me really hot.
Made her hot and bothered.
It did. It made me really hot and bothered. It was, it was a rope corset, and it totally takes you through like how to create this. So, you know, you can use rope, you can use saran wrap, you can use anything that's not going to, cut off circulation. That brings me though to my next point though. A lot of times people don't realize that when you're sitting down, your ribs are kind of positioned differently as opposed to when you're standing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want to keep that in mind. Are you going to have this person laying down? Are you going to have them standing up? Are you going to have them sitting down? If you're going to have them sitting down, don't start doing that kind of shit when they're standing up, because things shift and their breathing gets constricted. So that's definitely something for you to keep in mind. So yeah, I don't know.
You could saran wrap the arms too.
Yeah, you could totally saran wrap the arms to the torso. You could,
even if you get a long piece of Velcro that you can probably go to the downtown alleys and just buy Velcro, you can around the waist. Mm-hmm. You could just
There's also a lot of websites out there that show like humane restraints that are used in psychiatric hospitals and whatnot. I mean, I see that look that you're giving me, but hey, it does the job though. I mean, it is something that is designed to be safe, to keep someone safe from themselves. So why not use it for bondage?
Just saying. That's
true. So now we're going to take a break and we're going to leave you with Ride. I see. I never know how to pronounce her name. Is it Sierra? Ciara?
Doesn't matter.
All right. The Sierra, because I fucking said so.
It's the girl.
Sitting on 28, no, you can't get her if you ain't got plenty cake. ATL, Georgia, booties look like this size. 23 waist, pretty face, dick thighs.
I can do big, I can do it long. I can do it whenever or however you want. I can do it up and down. I can do circles. To him, I'm a gymnast. This room is my circus. My market is so good.
soldier. If you ain't got plenty cake, ATL Georgia. Booties look like this size, 23 waist, pretty face, thick thighs.
How about that?
Hey. Hello. So I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you so much to our supporters that are always listening to us every week. And, well, the weeks that we're on. And giving us good, healthy feedback and constructive criticism. And just want to give a shout out to my Shuntaro, Rob, and my new friend Tashina.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. I would like to give a shout out to their wonderful dog that's there sometime.
Jack.
That's oh, Jack.
He's so cute.
So fucking sexy. Anyways, so what were we talking about? Wait, I feel weird.
Bondage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a caller.
Oh, yes. Caller.
I can't hear, though, out of my headphones. Is that weird?
Talk to your caller.
Oh, okay. I can't hear my caller.
I can't hear anybody either.
Yeah. Hold tight, people. I'm going to see what's going on. Oh, my God. I don't know what's happening. I feel really out of control right now. But anyways.
That's because you're a little tipsy.
I don't. No. It's not that at all. Oh, yay. Now I can hear.
See? That's proof that she's drunk.
No. It's because he turned a fucking dial. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh my God. Is it? Oh, my goodness. I think I just started blushing, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think I know who this is. Oh.
You're the color of the mouse pad.
Which is red? Yeah.
Yes, which is bright red.
Oh, my goodness. I all of a sudden have become really shy, and that's really strange because you saw my tits last night.
So. Wow.
I didn't just see them. I was all over them.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, we have a listener who has officially had their hands on Nancy's breast.
And might I say, they're spectacular. All of you in Radioland, you really miss
see?
Me out.
See, didn't I say you should flash us?
No, stop. Oh, my God. Miss
Fan H. yourself. Fan yourself. Here you go. Fan yourself.
Miss H makes me hot in ways that I can't really understand. Mm-hmm. It's really strange.
I've read your tweets, I know.
No, but it's like, fuck, dude, like, I really don't get it. It's really, like...
As she fans herself. She's literally fanning herself right now.
And it's strange, because when I am with Miss H, I don't usually feel this way. I don't know what to do. Anyway.
So what you're basically saying is, in my presence, you're like all a cold fish with me, because, you know, it's not that hot, but away, there's something about...
No. No. I think because of just like, I don't know. I haven't processed everything yet, but I feel really overwhelmed right now. Anyway,
you want me to go over there?
I was not calling to overwhelm you at all. Number one, you ladies are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I wanted to just say one minor thing on bondage when people that are trying to get into it. You're absolutely right. From duct tape to saran wrap to anything to freaking USB cables, I don't care what somebody uses. The primary point is that ensure that you have safety scissors on hand and easy to use at any given moment because, you know, this is one of the things where you might need to cut your bottom out of this at any given point in order to ensure their safety, not just to go back to the David Carradine comment, but just in general. It can be just general uncomfortable. You know, they're uncomfortable with their wrists and their hands are going numb, et cetera. So that was my one point.
Can you describe for our listeners what those scissors look like?
So they are scissors where the bottom of them is not pokey. It's like a dull part. It's the ones that they used to cut off, like, bandages in the hospitals.
Oh, like the ones that when you have gauze on, like at the hospital and stuff? And, oh, my God,
yes.
I have to say what you're doing right now.
No, don't tell her.
Oh, I need to find her on Twitter and tell her what you're doing in front of me right now.
Okay, look, asshole, I have on a long dress. I feel really flushed. I've been drinking. I'm just hot all over the place, which would include between my legs, okay?
She's fanning her vagina.
Ooh, she's got moistness in her moisture center.
The floor got stickier.
Shut your fucking face. I will hit you with something.
You can't. You're too busy fanning yourself. I love her.
Hands
laugh.
Are perfectly acceptable to hit with, just so you know.
Okay. See,
oh, it's a flyer.
No, but she's saying that hands are perfectly, they're perfect to hit someone with.
No, I know that, but you're busy fanning yourself.
I know, but she's saying in case I want to hit you, I can hit you with my hands.
No, you can't hit me. I do not consent.
We're obviously having way too much fun. And so, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I want to see you this week. Oh, my God. This totally just turned into something else. I want to see you this week. I know you're very busy, but I want to see you really bad now.
I'm not that busy this week. So, I mean, not to take away from your show, but at any time. And I have duct tape if you want it. I have saran wrap, too.
Okay. See, now I feel like I can be like even more honest than I was before. I don't know if it was the last time that I was there, but I did see the duct tape, and I was like, I hope we get to use that together. I hope we get to have that experience. But there's so many things that sometimes I can't feel like I can say to you, do your face. I don't know.
Feel free to text or tweet me when you're sitting next to me.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah.
You know what? You could tweet me, and then I'll retweet her.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's why it's once removed.
Oh, my God. Anyways, would you give us any other insight on bondage that you think that our listeners should know?
I think the one of the things, not only just in bondage, but in the entire lifestyle, it really has such a broad spectrum. And for me, I think bondage is really one of the great gateways to S&M and BDSM. And by that, I mean, there are very few people at any given point that have not either wanted to or, in fact, have been tied up or want to tie a partner up, be it from silk scarves to, you know, handcuffs. I mean, we've seen it in movies dozens of times. So, you know, that's what I consider to be basically, it's still in my world, vanilla sex, but then you can get far, far more advanced where you have complete immobilization, such as mummification, and you can do whatever you want. I mean, taking into consideration, you can wrap somebody up in saran wrap and poke holes, and you could do pretty much whatever you want with them. I'm just throwing that one out there. So that point about bondage is that somebody can just put their toe in very lightly with something as simple as silk scarves or whatever material it may or may not be, and decide if they like this sensation of not being able to move, of you know, that kind of sense of paralysis. Or of having their partner be in that situation, because everybody's different. I mean, although I'm a top and I'm obviously very, very domly, I still don't mind, you know, during sex. I like rough sex, so having myself tied up is, you know, pretty fucking hot. So it doesn't necessarily have to do with your affiliation as a top or a bottom, a dom or a sub. You can enjoy it in a plethora of ways. So it's a great topic. It's a great way for somebody to just check it out to see if they want to do this. And it's also very, very easy to move forward with, and it doesn't require a lot of purchases. You don't have to buy leather cuffs. You don't have to buy hemp or jute rope. You can, like you said, go to Home Depot, although touch the rope, because think about having that shit on your wrist for a long time when you're struggling. It hurts, and it can actually cut your skin. But, you know, start with something simple just to restrain. You can use, you know, a belt to tie your arms behind your back, or to tie your partner's arms behind your back, is a simple, very effective. It can be very fast and very erotic. These are just great ways for people that haven't done it to get started, or people that are looking for different ideas. I mean, anything is possible, but the primary point is ensure that there's a safety out.
You are so amazing. Can I just...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're just so amazing. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for calling and for... And for making me turn red. Yeah.
That's actually kind of easy to do, but you're welcome.
That's true. She does have a point.
Damn you all. Well, thank you very much, and I will certainly be in contact with you tonight, if not tomorrow
Excellent.
Morning.
Great job,
thank you
ladies.
So much for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, fuck.
Do you need a break? Because... We can maybe take
No, it's just strange because, I mean, she's, Miss H is very special, and she's...
Well, she's smart. I remember, I've only met her once face to face, and just when she was speaking, I was just like, Oh my God.
She knows
what's
up.
She's so smart.
Yeah. She's so smart.
She's very smart.
And it's just funny because before anything else, she's my friend. And it's just like, whoa, what the fuck? This whole like being aroused with just like hearing her voice. That's so new to me. That is brand fucking new.
You could go like this and like you would match the mouse pad.
Shut up. Stop it. Anyways. So in going back to what we were talking about, the body, ladies, and also men who have long hair, that can also be used. A few months ago, I told someone that I was considering cutting my hair, and she said, no, don't do it. Don't cut your hair because I want to use that for bondage. And I'm like, dang, all right then. But I mean, if you think about it in terms of securing someone to something, you know, I mean, fuck, I don't know. I always say use your imagination while being safe.
You know what comes to mind, and it's most people would probably get this reference. Well, I'm hoping most people would get this reference. Did you ever see that movie, Deuce Bigelow, the first one?
Because
there's this one scene where this girl's like, she has narcolepsy and she keeps falling asleep. So she has long hair and he ties her braid into like a post of something, and then she has a narcoleptic, you know,
episode,
and she wanted to eat soup, but she didn't want to drown in it. So she technically she was bound to the light post, and she was like, and then she froze because she was, you know, all taped up to the light. So that's exactly what I'm thinking about, ladies.
Yeah, no,
with me, we both have really long hair where we can braid it, and we can wrap it around the post or one of our cuffs or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So just think about that. And also, I mean, when it comes to hair, you want to think about not, you know, maybe be careful in like the kind of knots that you're using, because you don't want to have to cut somebody's hair, because at least with myself, that's just not going to fly. Do not cut my hair.
Same here. And another thing is, like, you don't even have to go as far as, you know, actually being tied up. Like with me, hair play, just in whatever position we are in, if you just have me, like, my hair is long enough where you could wrap it around your wrist and just kind of, and that works for me.
I know you're my friend and everything, but that's kind of hot.
The
idea that your hair is that long that you can just like kind of wrap it around.
Yeah, dude. Well, right now, thanks to my Shuntaro, he cut it into layers. So there would be bits and pieces that you couldn't, but technically, like, I do it to myself sometimes when I'm at work as I like bondage myself to my hair, and you can totally do that. Why are you turning red now? We're friends. Stop
it. I'm not turning red because of you. I'm turning red because I'm remembering that last time Miss H pulled my hair back. I had my hair in a ponytail. She pulled my hair to ask me if I was okay, and I will always remember that. It's just a very tender moment. But anyways, totally.
But see, that can also, you could be bound by that just by somebody's hand, and you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we've talked about the thumbs, we've talked about wrist, ankles, torso, hair. Let's talk about the legs. We mentioned briefly about mummification and just, you know, closing them shut.
Unless you're going to be needing them later, then spread them out.
That's also true. Yes, you can do that. But yeah, you know, with the legs, I mean, you can, let's say, for instance, you want to restrain someone in like a kneeling position. You can have them bend at the knee and somehow, you know, secure their thigh to, what the fuck? I'm just having such a hard time thinking.
Their ankles? Your calves?
Yeah.
Okay. I just see you pointing. Like, I just see your little leg creep up over the desk.
Because I want you to give words to my visual.
But if you're going like this, I don't understand. Point like this.
I need to start drinking water is what I need to do.
Yes.
Anyways, as a side note, don't play when you've been drinking heavily.
Never play when you've been drinking. Or if you are a fan of other substances, then don't do it either.
Don't do it. Just don't. So yeah, you know, I mean, as with other body parts, you just use your imagination. But in terms of techniques and whatnot, as we said earlier about, you know, thinking about verbs, what do your different body parts do? You can bring the body together, you know, and you can have someone put their arms like across their chest, and you can bound them in that way. You can have them bring their knees up to their chest and just, you know, just do something where they're like fucking like Sonic the Hedgehog style and just, you know, make sure they're curled up into a little ball, you know, and you can also spread the body apart. When we talked about earlier about those restraint systems where it goes underneath the mattress, you know, that's what you would do. You would spread the body away, I guess, from the torso.
And I have a question, actually, yes. about that. And it just came to mind because I was having this conversation with my friends. And I don't know if you'd be able to help me with this. Those are basically designed for classic beds, right?
What do you mean classic beds?
Like just the mattress. Because my friend, I was telling her to get that. And she's like, but I have a sleep number bed. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of fancy. So is there anything that would tailor to that?
Well, wait, I don't know. I don't know about sleep number beds. But if there's space underneath the bed, it doesn't have to be underneath the mattress itself. But if there's space underneath that entire bed, like the frame, you can go underneath that.
Okay. I'll have to, because I told her I'd get back to her with that answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one way to look at that. But, you know, we also mentioned when we were talking about these body parts, about tying someone down to something else. That could be to a chair, to a bed, to fucking hooks in the wall if you're that fancy and you're able to do that. you know, anything. Again, and like Ms. H mentioned, you want to have those safety scissors. And also if you're using locking mechanisms, you want to have those keys nearby. Because if there is some sort of, you never fucking know. There's some sort of emergency, some sort of natural disaster.
Well, we are in Southern California. If there's an earthquake, got to get out of there quick.
So. Exactly. So you know, I mean, those are the first objects that come to mind. you can, for roof people who want to get really fancy, there's suspension. You know, there are...
Suspension, like, from the body parts, like hooks and stuff, or you just mean, like, being up in the air?
I mean... Not like up. Hello? Whoa, what was that?
Hello?
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 I didn't even. Oh, duh, we have a caller. Hi.
Hey.
Wow. Hi. So I listened kind of late. I was at work and I got caught up kind of late, but I noticed you guys are talking about bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And did you guys talk about, like, bondage gone wrong? Like, Boy George? He got arrested for tying up some Norwegian model.
I don't remember that.
I remember that. But please, caller, do tell us more.
Yeah, so he had this model come to his house and, of course, to have sex. Boy George invited this boy, young man, into his bedroom after a naked photo session during which they took cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then he handcuffed him to the wall and was hitting him with, like, chains and whips.
That sounds very non-consensual. And, again, it goes back to what we said about if you're going to be using substances of any kind, then you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Then just stick to the verbal bondage.
Yeah.
Don't do any actual physical bondage.
Yeah. No.
And wasn't that a case similar like that out in the OC recently? A guy died because the 17-year-old supposedly was consensual. He hired the 17-year-old to come tie him up. The 17-year-old left. And when he came back the next day to untie him, he was dead.
No.
He's dead.
Yeah, this was in the OC like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, caller. Didn't mean to bum you out there.
Whoa.
But yeah, but I think that goes to show how we should be very careful with bondage.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Totally. You know, in my field, I work with injection drug users and... you know, a lot of my clients are sex workers.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you give out a training, you know, for safer sex work, you know, it's like, if you have to fuck, you know, fuck with your clothes on because something could happen. And that way you just pull your shit up and run. And we also tell them that, try not to do bondage play unless you're working with a friend, unless you're working with somebody else you know or somebody who you're extremely familiar with because, you know, things can go awry very quickly.
Absolutely.
You know? So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You're a smart caller. You're so smart.
That's your two cents. Yeah. Well, sorry.
Well, thank you for reminding us about the Boy George thing.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't even think I remember hearing that, but then it triggered my the memory of the article I read about the guy in the OC.
See, and part of this is also... I'm sorry, go ahead.
What?
Oh, Boy George, like a year in jail.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so out of it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like, I'm on Boy George, I'm on George Michael. What? I'm getting confused.
You really want to hurt me? Yes, he does.
Oh, goodness, caller. Well, thank you so much for calling in and reminding us about or reiterating the fact that bondage should be done in a sane state of mind.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Can't hear that enough.
Yes. Cool. Well, thank you so much. All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We just have the cutest colors, don't we?
Oh, my God. We so do.
You blush. I blush. We all blush. I wish my Shuntaro would call, though.
Why?
Because he just cracks me up. He would make me blush, too.
Can you explain that word?
Which one?
Shuntaro?
Shuntaro?
Shuntaro is the word. Chuntaro is
for the white guys in the room.
Chuntaro is the word that Latinos use about chunti people.
Well, I mean, chuntaro, I guess, could be used to describe someone who is, just uncouth. Uncouth, and...
Someone who's tacky.
Yeah.
And in Spanish, we say chuntaro.
Yeah.
And he's a white boy who one day I was saying something. He looked at me. He's like, shut up, chuntara. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So ever since then, he was my chuntaro.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. So, yeah. Oh, but we were talking about suspension, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say, for instance, that this room that we're in has exposed beams. And you're able to maybe throw some, like, no, full, I'm saying, like, you know.
And you said this room. That's why I was like, where?
No, that's why I said hypothetically.
Oh, my bad. I didn't hear hypothetical.
Let's say this room had exposed beams. Well, it kind of does. But, and you were to throw, like, I don't know, whatever, like a rope over it. oh, my God. I'm getting so distracted by Ms. H. Anyways.
Hello, focus.
I know. I'm sorry. Anyways, let's say you were to throw, like, a rope over and make it so that you were able to have someone's wrist secured to that rope that's hanging from up there. And, you know, that's a type of suspension. If you wanted to get really fancy, though, I mean, there are ways to suspend someone's entire body in the air. You know, have, for instance, certain points of their body being secured to that particular rope or hook that's hanging from said exposed beam, for instance. So that's what I'm referring to when I say suspension. We did talk about having the part of the body or the whole body wrapped in saran wrap or what have you, in cloth. There is, because, I know this just because in with self-bondage, you do a lot of research. You research how you can get yourself into quite a situation. And one of the ideas that I saw that I was like, hey, that's kind of smart, is a swimsuit. A swimsuit is, you know, I mean, if you have a swimsuit, if you have a bathing suit, I keep touching my boobs. And
you just keep fondling yourself today.
Well, no, and the thing is that I touch my boobs and it hurts, and then I'm like, ow, and then I put my hands back there, and I'm like, ow. It just, anyways, it's fucking cycle. Anyways.
Self-harm right here, right now.
Anyways, so you could, for instance, have on a bathing suit, you know, like a one-piece or whatever, and you could have your arms inside.
Oh, I get you. I thought you meant like a two-piece. That's what I was imagining in my head.
No, not
a one-piece.
A one-piece, and you have your arms inside, and that keeps you pretty fucking secure. I mean, and it's easy to get out of. It's not something, you know, out of this world. So, yeah. And then anchoring, you know, anchoring hands to the front, the back, the sides, to something or the other. I mean, again, these are all just use your imagination.
It's limitless.
And my favorite are hog ties.
are my favorite.
That's where you wanted to start. She straight out said hog ties when we were planning this podcast. And I was like, wait a minute. No, that has to be towards the end. We have to graduate them towards hog tying.
Yes, yes. So for those that aren't familiar with what hog ties are, it's basically you're securing each wrist to its corresponding ankle behind the back with whatever you have available to you. And pretty much creates a reverse Sonic the Hedgehog.
For all our video game listeners out there.
So those are just some techniques that you can use. And, you can use something that you have at home, something, that can aid you in doing these things. But it's up to your imagination, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And I know where your imagination went. Right there. Not even graduating them all the way to the top.
No, I mean, it just because, I just know that when I've been in those situations where I'm restrained, it just fucking takes my mind elsewhere. It creates a situation where you are vulnerable. You choose to be vulnerable. You of course choose to take direction. You choose to take instruction. I mean, last night with Miss H, I wasn't secure to anything. She asked me to stay in one place, and I stayed there. She asked me to place my hands somewhere, and I placed my hands there. I could have moved if I wanted to, but I didn't want to. And with bondage,
So it was kind of like verbal bondage.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was like, stay right there, and you stayed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And by the same token, a couple of friends of ours that were also there, they were using rope. They were using rope, and they were kind of, I guess... They were playing with rope, and it was kind of like this thing where she created like a harness on his torso, and I don't know. This was kind of happening like while me and Miss H were doing our thing, so I don't know what happened.
You kind of zoned in and out.
Yeah, so I don't know what that was like for them, but I know that I saw and I saw her very methodically making this harness out of rope, and it seemed like it's very much a science. It's very you don't just walk in and say, all right, here's some rope and then fuck, I'm just going to throw it on you. Like it seemed to vary, there was like some technique to it. I mean, more technique than what we've discussed, mm-hmm. But
that's like advanced. This is like bondage 101. That's like bondage 201.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just interesting because they were to one side of us, and it was just kind of like that, I don't want to say polar opposite, but just, with me and Miss Age and just, there not being any kind of like actual physical restraint, whereas with them there was physical restraint. There didn't, and I'm sure that for them there didn't need to be, but that was just part of
the play.
Their play, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some. I mean, all of these things that we've talked about, it's all very concrete items that you can, you can visualize these things, but there is something emotional. There's something that happens while you're in this state. I mean, not just the vulnerability, but just being at someone else's mercy, mm-hmm. And being, you are placed in a position where you have to trust. You don't have a choice. You're going to trust, and that's it. Because that's just what the situation is.
And for me, and this is just for me, but in talking with friends and stuff, I know that we all describe it in a different way, but just the surrendering control, like completely surrendering control, which can be very, very exhilarating when it's just such an adrenaline rush at times. It doesn't always have to be sexual. Like, I know that satisfies you probably on a sexual level, but sometimes it's just about, damn, that adrenaline rush, that blood pumping through you.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Fan yourself. Fan your vagina again.
I'm all over the place. At least that's what I can offer, I guess, to our listeners, is that there is that kind of just, you're just somewhere else. You're in the zone. You're in the zone when you're doing any of these things, and you should be in the zone when you're having sex, right? But it just, restraints take you somewhere else. They definitely do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, hey, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing over there?
Ooh, that sounds like I want to restrain you conversation.
You're looking at pictures? Are you looking at dirty pictures?
No, it's like flowers and ducks and... happy sunshine,
very like nice.
The smiling sunshine.
Well, I think we're ready to give our listeners a little bit of a break. So we're going to leave you all with
Play Girl by Ladytron.
Yes. Let everyone know what I'm
because doing. Everyone really is interested in what you're doing because you're so crazy.
I'm not crazy,
but you're so, ¿cuál es la palabra? What's the word? Active in your little chair.
Animated, I guess.
Animated in your chair.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss H. Anyways, so we've talked about the body parts, we've talked about techniques. Now there's considerations. I mean, we have been talking about safety this entire time, but just to get, you know, we can't say that enough in being safe. And considerations for someone who's topping, your bottom, they're placing their trust in you. They're yeah. trusting that you know what you're doing. They're trusting that you know where things are going to go. I mean, you don't have to have, I guess, like an outline of, you know, where this is going to go and how it's going to end. But, I mean, you want to have, like, some, like, sort of, like...
plan.
Yeah, some kind of plan. Some kind of plan.
Safety plan.
Yes, a safety plan, yes. And, you know, things often don't go the way that you expect them to go. And that's okay. But as long as you have a safety plan, you should be all right. You should be all right.
And I think one of the things for sure is if you're just starting with it, you're just getting into kink with your partner, and if it doesn't work out the first time, talk about it.
Wow, that cat is poking a hole through that partition.
I was like, am I hearing things?
No.
She's... The pussy's trying to break in.
Yeah, that's our mascot, but Pussy the Cat.
Pussy the Cat. No, but if it is your first time and you're just getting into this, don't get discouraged. If it doesn't work out, if something just doesn't feel right, talk about it so mm-hmm. the next time it will feel right.
And have fun with it, you know? I mean, just because you are interested in this doesn't mean that your very first time has to be this, like, okay, there's candles lit in the room and you're going to, you know, it's so serious and whatnot. Hey, maybe, like, before you actually have, like, I guess, go live, maybe you want to have a practice session. Maybe you want to say, hey, you know what? I'm interested in trying X, Y, and Z on you on such night, but I want to practice first. I want to get down the technique. So it's maybe not so much the whole, like, emotional aspect, that mental edge that you're trying to get, but just to get the technique down. I mean, that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I want to practice this first before I do this with you in that kind of, like, sexy times. Vibe, you know? Because that can also be very... that can be a distraction, you know, if you are in your go live mode and you are going to...
And you're fumbling and stuff. Like, yeah. And if you are, honestly, the couple that laughs together stays together. Oh, I know, yeah. That's so, like, so cliche. But honestly, some of my best sessions, we've been really serious and then we just start cracking up because it's just so funny. But we have a good time. And the next time after that, it gets even better.
Yeah.
It sets up the perfect platform where, you know, you can laugh together and say, okay, you know what? We totally messed this up. Let's start. Okay, scratch that. Let's start all over again. And then the next time you do it, you don't even have to think about it, kind of on autopilot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. As with any type of anything, I mean, like, sexual anything, you want to check in. Something that with last night with Ms. H that really worked for me was that she kind of incorporated checking in with being very sensual with me. And it didn't interrupt anything. It was seamless. It was like
the example that you did, like, said about pulling your hair, where it was still very...
I had my back to her and she pulled my hair so that I was just pulled back towards her and she whispered in my ear mm-hmm. and she asked if I was okay.
You're not.
And all I could muster was, no, all I could do was smile and nod. That's all I could do. Anyways. Oh my god. Anyways,
continue fanning, girl.
I'm gonna continue fanning. So I mean, checking in, you want to do that you can't do that too often. Well, I guess you can, but I mean, you know, do it when it feels right, and you know,
when you're new,
you want to do it.
There's no such thing as too much, probably.
That's true.
When you're new at this, when mm-hmm. you're like got your feet wet, when you're at the status of Ms. H, it'll come naturally, the checking in. But when you're a newbie, please check in frequently.
Absolutely. And like we mentioned earlier, you want to have your supplies ready beforehand. You know, if you have some sort of, you know, scene in mind, you know, maybe you're going to do cops and robbers or I don't know, whatever the fuck you're thinking. Whatever you're planning to use during that time, you want to have it ready. So you don't want to leave, you know, your partner just, like, laying there while you go and you search in your kitchen for, I don't know, zip ties or something, you know?
Unless that's part of your play where you're like, okay, part of the play is that I'm going to bind you and then you're going to stay here alone for 5 minutes. Like, okay, if that's part of the play, maybe. But make sure that everything is, like Ms. H said, like Nancy has said, everything is on hand. Everything is there, ready to go. Kind of like if it's your final at school, mm-hmm. you can't be like, teacher, I forgot my Scantron. Uh-uh. Too bad.
Yeah.
You just failed out of that one.
And you know, something, and well, when you were saying about if it's, you know, if it's part of your scene and you're going to leave that person alone for a little bit, that that can be really tricky because you don't want to leave someone alone for too long.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant like, okay, I'm going to leave you here for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, you would...
Not could, like that scene from the OC where he disappeared all night.
Yeah. No. No. But what you could also do, if you wanted to create that sensation, that kind of like... if you wanted to make your partner believe that you were really leaving them for much longer than you are leaving them for, maybe you want to incorporate blindfolds, earplugs, so that they don't hear you walking around. They can't see you walking around. They don't fucking know. They do not know. Sensory deprivation, people. It's, yeah, that's a keeper. Anyways. so, yeah. So, you know, be careful when you're talking about leaving somebody alone. I mean, just...
damn be it. At, what is it? Arms length, ears...
What?
Whatever. There's a safety thing that we talk about in my profession where you don't have to be there, but you have to be within like arm's length to be present. Can you come back here?
I'm back.
Skid Row Studios.
I'm so here. I am so in the present. I am more present than here. I am more present. You know what? Pass me that bottle, please.
Didn't we say we shouldn't drink?
I'm just going to have a little bit more.
Toma. No, but you should be, like, within arm's length. That's what I was thinking. Because in safety, when we are, I'm working, well, you know what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. When we talk about safety, it has to be within arm's length. Where I'm going to put it over here, okay?
Yeah, no more for me.
Where we're technically not there in the space, but we're at arm's length within the kid to, like, bring him back.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. You want to be meticulous in the care of your items. Like Miss H mentioned, and I'll be referencing her a lot tonight because she's just on my mind. Fuck. Anyways, I need to not be distracted.
Focus.
I'm focused. I'm definitely focused. Let's say you are that person that decides that they want to go and buy all these fancy ropes. You know, just be careful in how you store them and how you put them away. I mean, don't just toss them off to a corner and like, all right. All, you know.
When your cats and dogs are, like, laying on them and
gross.
Stuff.
Or they get all tangled up. It just, uh-uh. And make sure that these ropes are items that you're using specifically for that. You don't want to use them.
The one they use for the piñata.
Uh-uh. No. And if you are so inclined, things that are around the home, like scarves and whatnot, if you want to use them only... specifically for this.
Don't wear that one out today and then, you know.
Yeah, you know, just keep it somewhere special. Keep it where, you know, you keep your vibrators or condoms or whatever the fuck.
And then I think we talked about this when we were talking about the toys at our last podcast, where they sell those boxes. They have specific toy boxes. Just how they have toy boxes for kids, toy chests and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They have adult ones where you can, and even if, okay, if you don't want it, again, if you really can't, go to Target. Buy one of those plastic bins and put my stuff. And it goes there. You know, yeah. It's safe. It's sterile. It's, you know, it goes there.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Now, as the bottom, you also have some responsibility. Speak the fuck up. Speak up.
Oh, my God.
We mentioned during our... I don't remember which episode it was that we did. But we have mentioned before about, you know, if you happen to be gagged, maybe some sort of motion with your hand or your foot, something, where you are able to let your partner know that, okay, we either need to pause or we need to stop completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you feel like your hands are going numb, say something. And it can be hard when you are in that zone and you're in that kind of just like
headspace.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that happened to me last night. That I mean, one of my wrists started hurting a little bit, but I was so enjoying what was happening that I didn't want to shift anything. I just wanted to stay how I was. And you know, that's something that, I mean, I take that, I learn from that, and now I know that going forward. So say for instance, if I'm going to play with Miss H again, which I hope it does happen, I can let her know, hey, this is kind of an issue for me, you know, and then going forward, you now know that.
So basically being attuned to your body. Like for example, I for those of you that know me, I broke my ankle and it hurts. Like it really does hurt sometimes. And I know that if when it comes to tying up in bondage with my ankles and with my feet, that's a very, it has to be loose as opposed to if you were going to, even though I do have tendonitis, you can definitely bind me tighter around my wrists than on my feet.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, and these are things that your top isn't going to know. They're not going to know this right off the top of their head.
Unless if, like, if with my partner, if we've been together for as long as we've been together, they know what's been broken on you or not.
Yeah, they know.
So, but if you are fairly new with this, with your partner being fairly new, do let them know what your hot spots are. Not hot, like, this turns me on, but hot spots of, hey, this is going to hurt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, speak up, be aware of your body, just know where you're at. And I mean, you know, you'll have your top checking in with you, but also check in with yourself. I mean,
you sometimes do have to have that self-talk. Okay, am I feeling okay? Ask yourself that question. Is this too tight?
Yeah.
Does this feel comfortable? You know, because if it doesn't, then you do need to speak up and be like, hey, can you loosen it just a little bit? Mm-hmm. And it's your body. So you never feel uncomfortable to, even though if you are the bottom, to assert that boundary, assert that limit of it's too tight. Just make it a little bit looser.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, these are just, I mean, these are our recommendations. I mean, you also, if you're playing with someone who is your partner and they are, you're in a relationship with them, I mean, talk about it, you know, talk about what this means to you, what it means if, you know, you want to be in restraints and what that does for you. And if, again, and if you're the top, how does that impact you? What does that do for you to put someone else in restraints? You know, it's not a bad conversation to have, mm-hmm. you know? But at the end of the day, it is all about having fun. You want to have fun. The moment it's not fun, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm. And that's, for example, if you really think, yeah, I really want to be tied up. I really want to be restrained. And then you do it and you're like, not for me. Then have that conversation, because if your partner really, really enjoyed it, but you didn't, there needs to be a conversation. And then some of our other podcasts would come really in handy, like negotiation mm-hmm. and things like that. And also aftercare, which we didn't, I can't believe we didn't put it on the list, but yeah aftercare.
Yeah.
You had good aftercare yesterday?
With
that big old grin. I'll take that as a yes.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I should be there taking notes, be like,
You should come next time, actually.
I would love to come.
You know what?
Oh.
That's right.
I would love to watch. Goodness, I think the Moscato hit me.
Well, I think we're pretty much wrapped up for the evening. We hope that we've given you useful information. You know, you can tweet us. We're also on iTunes. Search The Love Bite. Mm-hmm. And please comment and, you know, and rate it and whatever it is that you can do on iTunes.
And definitely hit us up on, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Dr. Rozzy and Novice Nancy. Mm-hmm. Also The Love Bite has its own page on Facebook, so like us there. Yes. And we'll definitely be tuning into you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Alone, I feel
Look outside myself. I'm a success.